Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. It is Get Down Thursday, honey. I got some hard stuff coming up for you today. Independent artist Mike Joe, he is throwing it down real hard, baby darling. Listen, I am broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's mostly cloudy on today, but honey, it's all sunshine and champagne up in here, up in here. It's 37 degrees around here, but that's all right, honey. It's like 80 and 85 up in here. Let me tell you something today. It is December the 8th, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, come on, my party. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb. Baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I want you guys to do me a favor while you're on Facebook. Use the keyword to Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. All right, now, up in here, I got some hot music. Come on, engineer, what we going to do on today? Work with me, engineer. Come on. Baby, yes, your music is being heard by people all over the world, my darling. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I got some great music on today. Independent artist Mitro, and he is throwing it down hard. He is the DJ. DJ Mitro is out of Belgium. He's a Belgian DJ and producer. Listen, he is also very passionate about electronic music. All his life, especially house and EDM, appeals to him. He especially looks up to artists such as Martin Garrix, G-A-R-R-I-X, and Seth Hills. Now, listen, I got some hot music from him. Also, independent artist Shar, she is going to lay it down on today. Let me tell you something up in here. And also, I got a word from my sponsor, Coach Don. Yes, the first class coach, Dr. Don, baby, a darling. I want you guys to invite you guys to her website, readreadycoaching.com. But listen, let me tell you something. This song is so hot. I am telling you, I am going to sauce it up. I want you guys to take a little taste of Diamond. You ever had Diamond Life? Listen. If you've never experienced Diamond Life, get ready, honey. Listen, polish your nails right now because you are about to experience the Diamond Life with this song. This song is dollish. It is perfection, perfection. It is polished to perfection. Check this out. This is a diamond. All right, that is Diamond, Diamond, Diamond by independent artist Mitra. Listen, when I get songs that hot, when I get them that hot, like house music like that, listen, I got to chop it up. I'm going to chop that up a little bit later. It's a musical salute for independent artist Mitra. We're going to chop that up a little bit later. But listen, I got some hot music by independent artist Char. And listen, she gets down on this one. It is When the World Is on Your Shoulder.
And you it is, when the world is on your shoulder, when the world is on your shoulder, independent artist Shar, S-H-A-R, listen, I love that song. Let me tell you something. Sometimes, now listen, no human being walking is exempt from this, from feeling like sometimes you got the world on your shoulder. Listen, it doesn't matter. Listen, let me tell y'all something up here. Y'all know Mama is a life coach, okay? Listen, I was trained by Monique Carradine. She was a reporter at Channel 32 News here in the Windy City, Chicago. She's no longer a reporter or a journalist at Channel 32. She currently lives in Puerto Rico. She trained me some years ago as a life coach. And let me tell you something. I had to get that on out the way. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people walk around here with no certification. You know what I'm saying? Listen, so sometimes you feel like the world is on your shoulder. And the thing I want to make this point, it does not matter. People seem to have this confusion. Let me help unscramble your confusion. Some people have the confusion to think that it doesn't matter. It's not attached to what's in your wallet. It has nothing to do with what's in your wallet. So listen, you got two groups of people. You got the A's and the B's, right? You got the have and the have-nots. It sounds like Tyler Perry, but really, listen, it is. You got group A, which is the haves that have it, right? You got group B that they don't have it. And sometimes the people in group B get a little confused. They think the people in group A doesn't have the world on their shoulder because they have their wallet filled. It has nothing to do with that. No matter if you're in group A or group, sometimes you feel like the world is on your shoulder because guess what? That doesn't have anything to do with what's in your wallet. And that sounds like, what's his name, Samuel Jackson, what's in your wallet. So listen, it doesn't matter. It does not matter what's in your wallet or what's in your purse. Listen, honey, child, sometimes you just have those days where things is going on, right? Listen, and what you got to do, you got to get yourself in alignment. You got to get yourself back in alignment, right? You got to shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Listen, listen, listen. When you have that feeling, you can, you know, you got to get yourself together, do a little meditation, do whatever you got to do to get yourself together and get yourself right. Okay, so listen, when you feel like the world's on your shoulder, you got to do something positive, do some affirmations, do something to realign your spirit and get yourself back right. And listen, start with your mind. It's all in the mind. It's the way that you think about it. Whatever is you feeling that is on your shoulder, it's the way you look at it and the way that you focus, right? So get your mind together. Do some real alignment. If you have some positive books, read something out of your book. Whatever you got to do to shake that world off your shoulder. Listen, listen. I know somebody's out there saying, well, listen, it's easier said than done. And yes, honey, that is so true. Let me tell you something. If you don't get it done the first day, guess what? When you wake up on the second day, you got to do it again, right? If it's still feeling like the world's on your shoulder the second day, you got to do it the third day. Listen, honey, it is a walk. It is a walk. It is a walk. And listen, when you make it a daily practice to do those things, to give yourself positive affirmations, when those days come that feel like something is on your shoulder, guess what? It doesn't affect you as much because you've already got your armor on. You already got your helmet on, your helmet of salvation, whatever you need, right? You got your breastplate on. You got your feet in it. Some people don't know what I'm talking about. But listen, if you are a reader of the Word of God, you understand when you have on your armor, when you are protected. Listen, and especially, oh, my God, the days that we're living in now, you got to be protected. You got to have your helmet on. I'm talking about the Word of God, right? So I'm talking about your helmet. You got to be protected. You got to have your shield. You got to have your sword. I'm talking about spiritual things. I'm talking about your spiritual armor because the enemy will come to try to mess with your mind and get all up in your head. And listen, that's when it feels like the world is on your shoulder because it starts in the mind. Jesus Christ, it's like Joyce Meyer, and the whole world knows Joyce Meyer. You know, Joyce Meyer always talks about the battlefield is in the mind, and it is. It is when you control what's coming in your mind, right? And when you have the authority. Listen, I'm going to make this point, then I've got to get on to the next subject. Listen. You have the authority to stop what is coming in your mind, right? When you realize that you have the authority to stop it, you will feel a whole lot better. You have the authority because guess what? If you're reading the Word of God and you are walking in Jesus Christ, who is your Savior, right, he is the one that's going to help you, help you, help you, help you. It is the Word of God that's going to do what? Bring those darts down. Because, listen, the enemy will bring those darts to try to get all in your head because that's his job. That's what he does. But it is our job to do what? To stop it. All right now, so listen, I got to get on with the get on lesson. That is when the world is on your shoulder. I know you all didn't think you was going to get a sermon, but honey, it's okay. It is okay up in here. But listen, I got a word from my sponsor, Coach Reed. Listen, this is Dr. Don C. Reed, and she is the boss. So y'all check this out.
Reed Ready Life Coaching LLC is a premier provider of coach training, professional coaching services, and organizational culture consulting. My mission is to provide evidence-based training and organizational services that help coaches, leaders, and teams thrive.
Oh, right. So I loved it. Evidence-based, evidence-based. And so right now, I'm taking a look at the website, and I love it, love it, love it. So I want to invite you to take a look at her website, readreadycoaching.com. Take a look. You're going to love what you see. It's very well organized. The colors is phenomenal. But more than that, she is evidence-based, and I love that. She believes in having your credentials just like me. So listen, listen, listen. Take a look. Her mission is to provide coaching professionals evidence-based professional support and opportunities to thrive through powerful coaching and mentoring. She offers services and professional development for a higher level of coaching skill application to effectively prepare you for obtaining your coaching credentials and achieving your personal or professional goals. And listen, once you become a coach, it doesn't stop there. Listen, coaches need coaches, right? And it doesn't stop there. Let me tell you something. You always have to train. You always have to train, train, train. And keep yourself abreast. For some reason, I was thinking about this one event I went to. It was for coaches, and it was really nice. I had the opportunity to sit at the table with a financial coach. She was an African-American financial coach. She has her MBA, right, in financial education. So let me tell you something. This girl is really, she is really all together. Listen, and I love she has her credentials, and we were all at the table. We're just talking and exchanging information. So I'm bringing up that point because this young lady, who is a financial coach, and she delivers value. And this is the point here. Dr. Dawn Reed, she delivers value, value, value. If you're not delivering value, then you know what? You got to go start all over again because it's about value. You have to deliver value in what you're doing. And that's what Coach Reed does. She walks the walk, right? And so she's not just talking it. She's walking the walk, and she does what she says. On her website, you will see where it says coaching for coaches, certified coach training, business consulting, and check out the Real Talk podcast. So listen, she delivers value, right? She is delivering the whole plate. So when you get to sit down at the table, listen, it's like this. I love using this analogy about sitting at the table and being served with a plate. So Dr. Don Coach has her table. She has her table ready. And it's like the queen's table where the kings and the queens sit, and she has the plates all out on the table. And guess what? She is serving on those plates just what you need. So if you are in the coaching arena, right, she has on that plate exactly what you need to get your credentials. If you don't have your credentials, she has what you need to help you get your credentials. If you need coachings, she has what you need, and she is qualified. She is Dr. Dawn C. Reed. Yes, life coaching. So I want to invite you once again to go to readreadycoaching.com and take a look what she has to offer. She has valuable material, and it is the best. It is the best. She is super shining. You can see the shine on you. Go to their website, and you'll see what I'm talking about. She has the shine. Not only that, you know, it's more than just shine. You got to be equipped with what you need to serve the people, and that is value, and that is what she does. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. Guess what? I get to come back late on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kanese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and